G'day. Can I have a beer?
Well, he looked like an average stockman, but for the greasy hat. So I said, mate, you're a truckie, you won't deny me that. He turned around with half a smile and said, well, bless your eyes. Boy, you've got perception, and it's really no surprise. For I've spent my life behind the wheel with freight across this land. And there's not a thing on 18 wheels that I can't take in hand. I'm a boss man.
You know, I thought you'd be handy with the wheel.
But he said, there's not a road in 7 states that hasn't seen my tracks. And I've jockeyed every rig they make, the Foden's, Whites and Macs. I've blown a set of tubes out on the stony plain. Then stuffed the tires with Spinifex and drove her on again. I'm a boss man.
That's right, mate. I know what it's like. One time I was out in there, went
but
and,
he
you
said,
know, out on the Middleton Road near the pub there.
Have you crossed the Diamantina in the middle of the wet? I took a train once through it, mate. It's a trip I won't forget. From Birdsville down to Maori, 300 mile of bogs. I didn't do it easy, she swung 3 double-decker dogs. I'm a boss man.
Well, I can't say I've been on the track with a truck as big as
but
that,
he
but
said,
just the same, I've done a fair.
One time I did a gearbox out on the Black Soil Plains. But I got that outfit moving, she was one of Wright's stock trains. I hooked 14 Brahma bullocks up with a mile of fence and wire. Then, like the bullockies of old, pulled her through to never tire. I'm a boss man.
Now, hold on a minute, mate. Don't tell me you've tried old Skewy.
But he said,
about the Phantom Bullock.
I've hacked freight across the Nullarbor and stock in the Great Northwest. Hauled mine and gear to the Isa, and I tackle Everest. But there's one thing to be sure of, I'd get 'em there or bust. Then he jumped into his Mini and drove off in a cloud of dust. Yeah, the boss man.
It was a few other things as well, I reckon.